Hello, I'm Marissa Benecos, and you're listening to an IBM podcast. IBM announced a bold acquisition strategy, worldwide research support, and its largest storage launch of new services, software, and hardware to help clients tackle massive data growth in the world today. The goal is to empower clients to handle the new mobility of data and analytics, energy use, security concerns, and more demanding consumers of this information. Andy Monshaw, General Manager of IBM System Storage, joins us now to talk about the news.
You know, you hit it right here. We are embarking in an era of just massive, incredible growth in data. You know, and we all see it, analog to digital to HD, or physical x-rays to digital x-rays, compliance regulations that are largely unstructured and therefore creates the requirement to store just tons and tons of data. Now, with that, we are seeing the emergence of a whole new set of issues for clients around cost, complexity, security, retention of the data, long-term preservation of the data. This has really forced IBM to coalesce all of its great capabilities around something that we call information infrastructure. And information infrastructure is all about addressing these client needs, not with point solutions, but with a whole set of end-to-end capabilities. And we've organized ourselves around four main areas: compliance, archive, retention, and security. I think we're really well positioned in this announcement, and this is certainly the largest announcement IBM has had in this domain in the last decade.
All right, Andy, why don't you give us a little more detail on those areas you described?
Sure, Marissa. Let's just go through these quickly. Availability, think of availability around high availability solutions and virtualization. We announced in this announcement, we're covering our new XIV storage systems, highly scalable, scale-out file services, which handle billions and billions of files in one NAS cluster, and a whole set of upgrades across our high-end systems, new mid-range systems, and our virtualization systems. In retention, this is all about being able to deal with the tremendous amount of data. We acquired Diligent recently, and we're coming to market with our first set of products here that allow you to store 25 times the data in the same physical storage, as well as a whole set of capabilities around services and Tivoli. In security, this is really about extending our encryption roadmap. We are announcing encrypted drives in our high-end and mid-range systems. We are announcing a whole new extended end-to-end key management system integrated with Tivoli and integrated with our security and privacy practices and services. In compliance, this is about bringing a compliance solution to market. Clients can't deal with putting this thing together themselves. We're enhancing our compliance warehouse for legal. We're enhancing e-discovery and a whole set of new applications around that. This set of announcements is extremely targeted at those four solution areas that I talked to you about and well integrated across the IBM company for seamless delivery to our clients.
And so you mentioned XIV and Diligent key acquisitions. Tell us about that acquisition strategy up to this point.
Sure. Let me just start by saying IBM is extremely serious about the information infrastructure business. We invented this 50 years ago, and we are upping our ante into this market over the last couple of years. We have acquired five companies in the last year alone: XIV, Diligent, Arsenal, FilesX, and Novus for consulting, as well as several other companies the year before. We are investing tremendously here. We invest hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars every year in this business. We will continue to invest heavily. We'll continue to deliver solutions for our clients, not niche products, but solutions. We're integrated across this company, and we deliver the best innovation into the marketplace and the best capabilities in front of the client than any competitor, bar none.
All right. Thank you, Andy. Many thanks for giving us more insight on IBM's strategy to retool and address such a major information shift in technology today. For more information, please visit www.ibm.com/storage. You've been listening to an IBM podcast.